Hi, this is Amir.
And this is also Amir.
And you are listening to the You Don't Love Me podcast.
Life from the perspective of a gay South Asian married couple.
Enjoy! Are you ready to record?
Girl, I was born ready to record.
Oh, she thinks she's clever.
I think I'm somebody.
She thinks she's special.
I
think you're stunning.
I am. Thank you very much, darling.
I'm enjoying your top today.
Oh, thank you.
It's a gorgeous blouse.
Oh, fuck off.
Tell everybody about your blouse.
I'm not wearing a blouse, thank you.
Okay.
Oh, wait. It's not.
Why are
it?
You blouse
No,
shaming?
It's not. It's not a blouse.
It's a vest.
Oh, yeah. It's a little vest.
Yeah.
It's a little vest. Yeah, it's just a little vest with a little Madonna on.
With Madonna? Little Madonna, wow.
Yeah, well.
Why are you age shaming her?
Fuck off.
Back when, she was little.
The icon, the legend, the queen of pop, Madonna on. Thank you very much. And wait, who have you got on your t-shirt yet again?
I have Madonna's rival.
Oh, wow. I've heard of her.
I have Madonna's. Should we get into the gig?
Go and get into the gig. What am I doing
there? We have... I'm wearing my own Lady Bushra merchandise right
again.
Now. Yeah, again. I want to carry on wearing my own merch. I think it'd be interesting if you kept on getting changed and I just wore the same outfit. Because that way we've got consistency, but then something new, funky and fresh. Do you know what I mean?
I hate you so because much.
Because the thing is, right, but here's the tea, is that you and I are really like, not stagnant, but we like doing our things. Like, we eat the same stuff, we wake up at the same times. Mm. Well, you do, but do you know what I mean? Yeah.
No, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, yeah, not stagnant. Stagnant means regression.
Okay.
Thank you very much. And
we don't, are consistent.
Yes, we are consistent. We don't be stagnant. Ooh, that word scares me now.
Anyway,
welcome to the You Don't Love Me podcast.
Welcome everybody to the You Don't Love Me Boys podcast, where we talk about whatever we want because we are boys who are married. Life from the perspective of a gay South Asian married couple.
Correct. Absolutely.
And today's episode is quite special because
Oh, go on, pop off.
Wow. Why, you just interrupted my trail of thought. This is really difficult for me, so please be respectful. Otherwise, there'll be consequences.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Tell me exactly.
Yes, so this is a very special episode because it is my husband's birthday. Or at least by the time this episode airs, it will be your birthday.
Yeah, this period is my birthday.
She's a birthday girl. It's Scorpio season. Tell me. Let's get into it.
Let's get into
it,
everyone.
Let's talk about this party special. You know, I thought I'd give you a birthday present as part of this episode, but you have been quite active in saying no this year.
Yes, I have.
So right. Believe me when I say this, I have got you nothing.
That's fine.
I've got absolutely... Well, we're going to put it to the test this year. This is going to be the 1 year...
Yeah, we can go shopping.
Okay. There you go.
But it's fine. It's like when we were in LA for your birthday, I didn't buy you anything, got your card, then took you shopping.
This is tea.
You know? I think... Now, as I'm getting older and, you know, I'm well and truly into my 30s now.
Yeah.
32.
Okay.
Okay. And birthdays are different now. I like the Scorpio season. I think it's a great time of reflection. I think it's a great time to see what I've learned. Mm-hmm. And it's also a great time to look at what I want to become as the next iteration of myself. Mm-hmm. Who do I want to be? Who do I want to become? And then what do I need to do to achieve that? When it comes to stuff, I don't need stuff from you. Right. I don't need you to buy me stuff. I just want time.
Okay.
You know, quality time's great.
So we're not going shopping.
Well, that's different. That's quality time together. But I mean, I don't need to wake up to like loads of presents.
So we can go shopping and you might not buy anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
or you might not get anything.
Yeah. Okay. But like, I don't need to wake up to loads of presents and cards and decorations and cakes and all that. I don't need that.
Why don't we just go for shisha?
Yeah, we are going to.
Okay, we're doing that as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, we're probably going to do
so
that.
So we're going shisha, we're going shopping, but you don't
Can
need...
you stop interrupting me?
But you're
like,
not
you
going
asked
anywhere.
Me a motherfucking question.
Do you know
this
why?
This is my special episode, and you keep interrupting me.
Do you know...
When are you going to stop? Because you can't take it. It's not about you.
Do you know why?
There we go, honey.
Do you know why I'm interrupting you?
Because it's not about you.
No, it's because you... Because you never make up your mind about your birthday. And it's always at the last minute.
Oh my God. We've already discussed this though.
Okay.
This has been discussed.
Okay.
This has happened.
And things have changed.
What's changed?
You want cake, you don't want cake.
When did I say I want a cake? Wait, stop right there. When did I say I want a cake? Tell me.
I don't know.
Tell me when I said
it. In there to be
You're the one that wants cake.
I always want cake.
Exactly. You want cake for my birthday, don't you?
No.
I don't want cake until I'm back in LA and I have that special cake that we have.
Okay, fine.
You know, I'm good. But we said we're going to, well, I said I'm going to take the days when they come, when the birthday day comes, we'll take it as it comes, you know? And before you interrupted me rudely, yeah, I was saying that as I'm getting older, things are changing. I think I'm finding happiness outside of birthdays. I'm not waiting for like a peak of happiness, you know? Oh, this is going to, oh yeah, I'm buzzing. Oh, I'm not waiting for that. And I really want to.
Birthday.
Exactly. I want to start as I mean to go on over the next year of my life. So I want to start, you know, with meditation. I want to start with a walk. I want to start with a nice coffee. I want to start as I mean to go on. I really, really do truly want to do that and see what that feels like for me, you know? Uh-huh. And, you know, getting older is interesting because when I did hit my 30s, it's like this, oh my God, when you turn 30, everyone scares you. I don't know if it's just in the gay community when you hit 30, it's like, oh my God, you are old now. It's official.
Well, when you're straight and you're 30, that's old.
Okay.
Like a 30-year-old straight person has children.
Yeah, 2.5 kids, cat, 2.5 dog, house. 2.5
kids, the cat, dog, house. Like, you're not even old, you're just erased. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you, like, but it is true though. Like, it's just like.
Girl, not just, the straight erasure.
Yeah, it's, listen. They're like caged chickens, but they just don't know it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like you're in your house, you're laying eggs, you're telling yourself you're happy because children are a blessing. You're caged hens.
Yeah.
You're literally raising the next generation. Do you know what I mean? It is the weirdest thing that we've been programmed to do. Like there is some weird evil computer, like literally making us live in this simulation. Bloody hell, are we still getting high?
Girl, but,
no, but
we're
that's
flying
the thing.
Right now.
Caged, it's like, okay, we'll get into that in a second, but. Yeah, it's crazy.
No, it is.
But then in the gay world, we tell ourselves that we're ancient when we're in our 30s. But reality is, you can be in your 70s and keep going.
Thank you.
Age, do you know what
age,
I mean?
Age is truly but a number. And we are
for gay
blessed.
People, for
we,
straight people, oh, yeah. It doesn't, it's, I don't know.
We are blessed to age. We are really blessed to age. We're so provisioned lucky to be able to still be alive and age. But also, like, I feel like coming into my 30s, it's brought so many new things into my life, you know, a new perspective of the life, a new me, more calm, more chill, more present, more centered, more stable for, I'm speaking just from me, you know, yeah. More stable for who I want to be, like 20s messy, all that crap, you know, that's kind of out of the way now. And I'm really, really, really enjoying my 30s. And I think because when I did land in my 30s, I was going through quite a lot of adversity at the time. So, like, I really use that to build strength and build greatness. Why are you smiling?
Because I just thought of my own joke and I thought it was funny.
Right. Now, everyone listening, can you see how self-centered my husband is? I'm here saying I went through adversity when I hit my 30s.
I'm so sorry.
And I built from that. And he's like, how can I make a joke? Because it's not about me right now. And it needs to be about me right now.
Do you think my I am fucking, like that?
Oh, yeah, you are.
Oh, dear.
Don't you think that? I think you struggle when it's not about you sometimes.
But do you know what the thing is? The funny thing is I actively tried to make it not about me.
But then you need to work harder on it.
Yeah.
Because you okay. But why do you struggle when it's not about you? No, actually, let's do some therapy.
No, but
no,
I
No, this
think
is about... No, let see, stop interrupting me. We're in our 30s. You're in your 30s too. You're older than me a little bit.
Yeah.
And we are both in our 30s and we're learning a lot, aren't we? Uh-huh. So this can be about learning about our 30s. What is it that you struggle with when it's not about you?
Well, I'm an entertainer. I'm a born entertainer. I like to be... I am that person who sort of lights up a room. Do you know what I mean? Both my jokes or the way that I am. But you and I are strong personalities. We both compete for the limelight. That's
I don't.
Just the fact. Yeah, you do.
I don't.
You like to tell...
I can't help the fact that light's on me.
No, you like to tell... Bitch, what the fuck are these three cameras in this room then? Whose idea was this? You like to tell yourself that you're not, but you do. And you have... You go from like, oh, I don't want to be in the spotlight. But this brand endorsement's come in, so let's do it. So like, I do think you enjoy it as much as me. So when you see it in me... I think it's a little bit reflected in yourself, if I'm honest.
Well, I think I am very good, or I've got very good at being able to sit back when need to. I'm able to give other people space and room, and I'm able to know when my time is to step forward, or when I want to, and you know, do it in the right way. Mm-hmm. I still think you have somewhere to go with that.
We're going to take a break. Let's take a break.
Okay.
And we're back. with the grand high bitch herself, the birthday girl.
Where's my party hat? I mean, sorry, I don't want anything.
Yeah, you don't want attention. Okay, cool. So yeah, you were saying you went through a lot of adversity.
Yeah, I did. But I want to. But we're changing it now, honey.
Okay.
So let's talk about our 30s. Uh-huh. For you, what changed when you got into your 30s, and what are your learnings?
I gained weight, and my learning is that being fat is not fun. I mean, listen, I don't give.
Be honest.
Yeah, I don't. Listen, to each their own, and I've learned that there's like a midpoint that everybody has as to where their body is happiest, where everything's at equilibrium. And apparently now there's a consensus that that is different for different people. Mm-hmm. So like you can be theoretically or technically you could be overweight, but your body is at equilibrium. And yeah. If you reduce any further, you do start disintegrating. Like that happens for people. For me, that is not the case. Like I have always been, gaining weight has always been easy for me, but I'm actually happiest, healthiest, most productive, active when I weigh a lot less.
Oh, wow.
But then also I recently today I learned that like your bone density increases up until you're 30. So that because your bones are growing, you need an additional 200 calories. So that's why people are like, oh, you know, you can eat and you don't gain weight. Bitch, that's because you're in your 20s. When you're in your 30s, our eating habits continue, but our bones stop growing.
I did not know that.
And that's why...
Dr. Dean?
That's why, Mama, now I eat a lot less. And a girl, compared to my 20s, I eat way less. And
I know.
Yeah, of course you do. But that's the thing. Like, that's what I learned in my 30s. Is for me, it was this physical shift. I was like, why do I look so old and horrible? And I realized, now I realize that it's because...
Well, lockdown happened.
Lockdown happened. Oh, that was tough. I was a frontline worker.
Let's not even go there.
You know, because I wanted to make it all about myself. I decided to become a frontline worker, you know, because I'm just so self-obsessed. And I used to fucking eat jam roly-polies every single day because I deserved it. Do you know what I mean? And I just gained so much weight. So for me, for my 30s, that's what my learning was, that like being fat is not fun and I got to do something about this. That's what and now I am at that point where I'm way happier, way, way happier.
Well, first of all, like, I'm so glad you were open and honest about it. And I'm glad you said for me,
you. It's an individual thing.
It's not for everyone else, you know. No. Everyone feels comfortable at different weights. You know, some people can wear and look very different to myself and be really confident going out there topless and doing it. And you know what? I live for them. I'm like, you feel comfortable and confident in your skin. Work. That wasn't me, you know, a year, two, 3 years ago. I couldn't be that person until I got my body to a certain point. And that's just my journey.
Are you comfortable now?
Yeah, I'm a lot more confident now.
Do you want to get shirtless now?
No, I'm good, thank you. I'm not that kind of girl, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, so this is, again, where the self-obsession kicks in. And you don't ask me what my 30s happened.
I give you the opportunity to take your top off, okay?
And that's for your benefit.
Go by, I've seen everything for my benefit. I don't need to see it on camera. I've seen it all before.
Wow, you're over it.
What's your...
Did you fuck the tech up?
No, I didn't actually. What has your learning been from the 30s?
Oh, honey. Right, if you go to my Instagram, I've got like a 30 things that learn 20 to 30.
Okay.
Somewhere. But the massive learning has been, it's every day, it's a new learning thing.
Yeah.
But the massive learning has been pouring into myself. That's at the moment.
Okay.
So I need to continue to pour into me because I am a giver.
Don't I know it?
Goodbye. I am. I give to others so much, and then I just have nothing left for myself.
Uh-huh.
You know, I want to see other people thrive and succeed and all sorts. But so a massive learning has been me being more selfish for myself, which isn't selfish in the end, because I have to be important. And finding my own rhythm. You know, I've heard about that before. Find your own rhythm. Listen to the universe. Listen to the whispers of the universe. And hitting my 30s. I really started to tune in to what the universe was saying to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I started responding to it and following what the universe was saying to me and where I need to be and where I need to go in life. And it's really brought me a level of like spiritual freedom, spiritual happiness, and really being present. You know, yeah. I feel more present than ever.
Yeah.
Another major thing I learned in my 30s is to truly get to a point, like truly, not like Miss Mama, Miss Thing, truly get to a point where you don't care at all what people think about you.
Mm-hmm.
It's none of your business what people think about you, but it doesn't matter. But you have got one motherfucking shot on this planet. You have got one time and you've got one go at this. Why are you caring what mom and dad, what cousin, what nephew, what auntie, what person down the road, what the village dog thinks about what you're going to do? You need to go and live, and you need to go and chase your dreams, and you need to chase what you need to do, because guess what? When you die and you haven't even tried, what was the point?
Mm.
Oh, sorry. That was, yeah. That's truly what I've learned. Like,
yeah,
you know?
For me, the 30s, because somebody said it to me, they were like, you get to a point where you don't care as to what people think about you.
But you mean it.
Yeah, and it was literally overnight in my 30s. I was like, oh, I don't give a shit. Whereas before, it was like, hi, Derek, you know, I just wanted to talk about yesterday. And it was just really hard. Save it for a reality TV show. In real life, it isn't that deep. A lot of it's in your head. And what I realized is that sometimes when I give people that position of power, it almost made them replay it in their heads and go, yeah, you did be, yeah, you were horrible. Yeah, you did. Maybe. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, you know, in reality, nobody cares. Everybody's the star of their own life. Mm. So that was really, really interesting. And, you know, I wanted to ask you, because, you know, I'm such a giver.
I know that. Auntie.
No complaints there. But I wanted to ask you, because your birthday is in November, and obviously there's that seasonal change, and we go from the high of summer into sort of a different weather. And you've mentioned it before that, you know, it was around this time of year where you lost contact with your mom, so as well as your siblings. So it's a bit of a bittersweet time. Mm. How do you navigate that? And do you think that's one of the reasons why it's difficult for you to sort of decide what to do, because it's this juxtaposition of let's celebrate me versus everything else, basically?
I think you hit the nail on the head. That probably is why it's a difficult thing to decide, you know, because you're right, I'm gonna celebrate me, but why?
Yeah.
Why? Do you know what I mean? Like, what's the point of doing so, essentially? But also, how do I navigate this time? I've only had this experience a few times, you know? So one of the things I did this year was really be still. You know, I knew it was going to be a more turbulent time, the change of the seasons and, you know, my birthday and everything that's happened to me. And really, you know, less work and really keep the energy on the meditating, the exercise, the reading, the writing, and keep that energy flowing, keeping still and just keeping going in life, you know? Keeping in alignment with my goals, you know, every day, having that little list together and taking it through and keeping present and knowing that feeling, that time will pass.
Yeah.
It really does. Mm. You just have to keep still and quiet. Mm. Does that make sense when I say still and quiet? Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah. You're sort of still with yourself and you're sort of being introspective and just being sort of in the present moment. I think the other aspect is that, you know, our minds will replay scenarios and situations which might be distorted potentially, but then also not even distorted, but the reality is what is. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like if I was in your position, I might think, oh, well, it's my birthday and my mom's not here to wish me it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how often was my birthday a big deal in my life in the first place? But then not only that, in the present moment, she's a grandmother now. She has children. She has, you know, she has other children. She has other priorities. And the reality is also that she doesn't agree with me being gay.
Mm.
So then how would she celebrate my birthday?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a priority in the hierarchy of things, and that might suck, but that is a reality. That is the reality in itself, rather than this, this hypothetical in my head of, oh, it'll be happy families and it'll be lovely, you know? And sometimes it's difficult mourning something that you never had and you never are going to. And that can be quite difficult to navigate. And I'm talking about myself, I'm not talking about you.
Yeah.
That can be a bit of a difficult thing. And it's a blessing in the sense because I'm able to snap out of it quicker.
Because
I'm like, listen, Denise, you're making this up in your head.
That inner saboteur, Denise.
I'm like, listen, you're making these scenarios up in your head. Look at what is right now. And that is all what is. Do you know what I mean?
No, 100%.
And if you really wanted to do something about it, then I would reach out to my parents.
Mm.
But then when I do that, then there's everything else that we've got to deal with. And I don't know. Well, there you go. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes it is as simple as that to say, listen, well, how about we just embrace what is right now rather than trying to chase what could have been.
You have to embrace the present moment because the present moment is all you've got.
Yeah.
And that's all you'll ever have. The past isn't now, didn't exist. The future will never come because you'll always be in the present. You can have goals and be in alignment with the goals, but you have to enjoy the present and you have to enjoy chasing the goals.
Yeah.
And, you know, to really wrap up and to sum up,
yeah,
like, I love being in my 30s. It's wild.
Yeah.
Only a couple of years, I'm like, I love this time.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I have no inhibitions. I don't give a shit to what anyone else thinks of me. I literally don't care whether they think I'm stupid, whether they think I'm horrible, because I know who I am. And I know what I'm giving out to the universe and what I'm providing, you know?
Yeah.
So that's all that matters. I know. Well, I know.
Good. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
It's amazing being with somebody older now.
Oh, how does it feel? You're finally with someone in their 30s.
I don't see age as a factor between us, to be honest with you.
No, me neither.
And that's really weird because, like, when I was younger...
Because I'm so mature.
No. No, because it was like, you know, before it was like older and then it was like, oh, younger. It kind of, when you're in love with someone and when you love them, all that is secondary.
I mean, it's only 2 years, so...
No, but as in like... Yes, bitch, but you're not 23 anymore. Do you know what I mean? I met you when you were 23.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So this is like a lifetime later.
I know.
But it kind of, none of that matters. I'm not interested in being with a 23-year-old.
Oh, no.
Do you know what I mean? I actually look forward to seeing you grow as time goes. Like, what are you going to be like when in your 50s? Do you know what I mean?
When you're obsessed with me as an old man.
I am. I think you'd be such a cool old man. I don't know, what would I be when I'm older? It's not about me. It's about you. It's your birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
So, this has been a wonderful, cute episode. And once again, if you guys enjoyed this episode, please do support us. Like, comment, and subscribe at You Don't Love Me Boys across all social media platforms. TikTok, we're TikTokers now.
I know. What's that about?
I know. I can't wait to do a little dance trend. Even though we're like 10 years too late. But
I don't know how we're going to do it, but we're on there for some reason.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun.
And, I'll let you lead on it.
And if you want to read, and if you really want to get into my husband's mind, please do read his book. Go on, get it up.
Can I Escape My Mind?
Can I Escape My Mind? Show the kids. Oh. Show the kids. The kids need to see. Show it up in my... Do you know what? I'll do it.
Can yeah, because my camera's gone. Technology. Can I Escape My Mind, honey?
Can I Escape My Mind by my husband, Amir Dean Hassan, a collection of beautiful poetry that will really help you. It goes through a journey, much like my husband, available on all major platforms such as Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Flipkart, you name it, you will find my husband's book everywhere.
And that's a great ad.
Thank you very much, everyone.
That was very selfless.
Yeah, it was very selfless because I'm a selfless person.
Because you've been on a journey of escaping your mind.
Yeah, let's go with that. We love you, but you don't love me. Goodbye.
Bye.
Happy birthday, selfish twat. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the You Don't Love Me podcast with Amir and Amir. For all the latest happenings, you can follow us on Instagram at You Don't Love Me Boys. That is at You Don't Love Me Boys.